This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Jean-Marie Riccobono is the principal clarinetist in the Traverse Symphony Orchestra. She also teaches clarinet at Northwestern Michigan College and the Bayview Music Festival. She'll be the soloist this weekend for the Traverse Symphony Orchestra concert at Corson Auditorium. And Jean-Marie Riccobono joins us in the studio today. Jean-Marie, welcome back to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks so much, Amanda. Great to be here.
Now, you'll be the soloist this weekend with the TSO in Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto. This concerto is strongly influenced by jazz. I mean, it was written for Benny Goodman. So how do you go about playing a piece that's sort of both jazz and classical at the same time?
I think the hardest thing for me as a player looking at this piece, maybe as a clarinetist, is the endurance factor. This piece really requires a lot of strength for the clarinetist. I had to go back to the basics really and work long tones and, you know, really work fundamentals to make sure that I could make it start to finish. So that's part of it. But also putting in the jazz flavor is also a challenge and really stretches me as a musician.
So are there particular kinds of challenges unique to this kind of piece that maybe you wouldn't find in like the Mozart clarinet concerto, for example?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the rhythmic difficulty, the high range of this piece, it goes way up high. Many listeners probably remember listening to Benny Goodman and how he would play incredibly high and for a long time. So there is that element to make sure that you can have that strength to play in the high range. And then there's that opening movement where it's like one big long tone for about 7 or 8 minutes.
And we're going to hear you play that first movement here. And you mentioned practicing long tones. Now, for those of us who aren't wind players, is that what it sounds like, that you just hold notes for a long time? Tell us how that practice goes.
No, it really is like it sounds. So you're playing a note and you are concentrating on the sound and you're concentrating on how the mouth is coordinated as you're playing the sound. So you're really focusing in on really how your body feels, how it sounds in the room, and just making sure that all of the elements, you're all working on all cylinders while you're doing those long tones, and then bringing that to the piece once you're in performance.
And we're about to hear the first movement of the Copland Clarinet Concerto. Collaborative pianist Susan Snyder's here with us today to play that with you. And it's remarkable looking at the score of this piece. There's very few notes on the page, but there's so much sound. And I think that has to do with those long tones that you're describing.
Right. And I think, well, Susan's beautiful playing, that's definitely a huge element here. And I think you're going to hear this weekend, too, how that plays out with a string orchestra as opposed to the piano, because then we have this constant, I guess, tenuto of sound that is different than the decay of the piano. So totally different. So it's nice to have these options.
Well, we are excited to hear this. It's the first movement of Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto here in Studio A, performed by clarinetist Jean-Marie Riccobono and collaborative pianist Susan Snyder.
Thank you.
The first movement of Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto. We heard collaborative pianist Susan Snyder with clarinetist Jean Marie Riccobono here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. Jean Marie will be playing that piece with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this weekend. Now, Jean Marie, I have to ask, you have a very musical family, to say the least. You and your spouse are musicians, your kids are musicians. What's it like if you all need to practice at the same time?
Well, we all have our own space. Generally speaking, everyone takes a little corner of the house. And we also have one designated music area as well. So sometimes there's one of us takes over that space, or more likely than not, one of us takes a space in a corner of the house and just makes it work.
On average, how many people are practicing at the same time?
I don't think we've ever had all five practicing at the same time. So combinations, two, sometimes three at a time. We also take the opportunity to play outside. We have, if the weather is right, our deck is really the best room in the house for practicing. Believe it or not, we have these tall maples out in the back, and it just sounds amazing back there. So thank you to our neighbors for putting up with all of that.
They're like, oh, it's just the Riccobono house. Right. They're doing their thing. Yeah. So if you all happen to be sitting at the table for a meal together, I'm guessing since you're all musicians, that doesn't maybe necessarily happen too often. But are you talking about music, or is that off limits as a topic?
Usually we don't approach music together. I don't know why. It's just there are so many things to talk about. So, we have teenagers now, so it's always a good show to watch and listen to their banter. So we kind of follow their lead. It's usually not about music. It's usually something else. I don't know, but yeah.
Well, you can hear Jean Marie Riccobono perform with the Traverse Symphony Orchestra this Sunday, October 14th at 3:00 at Corson Auditorium. Find more information at classicalipr.org. Jean Marie, thanks so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks, Amanda. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thanks to Sophia Bondi for production assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.